This is Radio Free Galaxy. It's time to go.
This is the space age, and we are here to go.
3, 2, 1, 0. Through heaven and earth.
Welcome to Radio Free Galaxy. I'm Travis Lee.
I'm Teen Komar.
I appear to be Adam.
Yay, this is episode one. I don't know ever how to react to whatever you're going to say in the intros. I'm just like, I forget that Adam always says something goofy, and then he says something goofy, and I'm like always thrown off, and I'm like, libbity-dibbity-doo. Radio Free Galaxy, we do podcasts.
Yay.
One of these days I'll do it normal.
It's okay. No, continue on.
I like the funnies.
Fuck it. This is episode 101 of 101 of Radio Free Galaxy. We will be talking about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness tonight. We'll be doing a full spoiler review after the first break. But spoilers on our reactions. I like it a lot.
Travis is fucking... I was about to get him like some fucking like I don't know
red some tissue,
Berlin, some tissue like you were
an old sock. You need something to catch all of that.
if I would have been wearing socks, I would have given you one. It's okay, bro. That's yours. You can keep that.
Non-spoiler review of Doctor Strange. We'll get into full spoilers after the break, but my non-spoiler review of it is that I thought it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun watching it. It was very comic booky. It was just like ripped out of some really great Doctor Strange storylines from the comic books. It was a lot of fun. It didn't go overboard. It was the right amount of time that it should have been, and I actually thought there's two post-credit scenes, and I actually thought the one at the end was very cheeky and very funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much a Sam Raimi movie in the Marvel Universe. It's fucking great.
It's a lot of fun.
Great. Yeah.
Loved it.
We'll come back to it.
Yes. But as far as our non-spoiler review, I say it's fun. Christine, you say it's
fucking
fun.
Fucking amazing. It's
Adam,
fun.
Adam, you say it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's so fun.
There were a lot of, you know, I haven't been watching trailers for movies as much as I used to. I think I've mentioned that a couple of times on the show. I don't know. I like being surprised now when I go into the theater to see a movie and having that fresh experience of seeing a trailer for the first time. And I actually,
I really do, but you know me, man. Like I have to be there for the trailer.
Yeah, and today we saw a couple of them before Doctor Strange. I had not seen any of the full Thor: Love and Thunder trailers.
Oh God,
you haven't? Oh my God, dude.
No, I resisted, man. And that fucking movie looks so great.
I'm excited for that. That is like a really good looking comic game movie.
Like, seen at least one other movie. Recently, where that's been a trailer, how could you not, man? I've seen it before this movie.
I don't know, because we usually go to the same movies, so
right. But we don't always go together
at the same time, right? Yeah,
I can't even remember what the last movie I went and seen was.
We'll look back in our episodes.
I don't know, man.
Like, I might have went and just gone and seen one that like we had no you know, designs on. I don't know.
How dare you? And we didn't get a review? Oh, my God.
Baloney.
Well, I almost because some one of the random hobby friends suggested I go see the Batman in the theater because of the sound and everything. And, like, normally I agree with that for an experience, but it's like, dude, at 2.5 fucking hours long, man, no. No. Fuck you. No.
I don't even remember the music. I just remember being wet and orange.
Dude, I saw it in theater, man.
It sucked.
It's fine. Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
And that's why I'm like, eh.
It doesn't make it any better. Actually, I think it makes the things the bad filmmaking. Even worse.
You know what's odd? Like, what? I even mentioned the new Thor trailer to you, and I think you like looked away, like started to ignore me, which normally like you don't do when we're talking about movies. You just like, nope. Nope. Mm-mm. Can't do it to me, Adam. You're not going to spoil this for me.
It's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun going to the theater, seeing that trailer for the first time, and just being, like, totally jazzed for a movie instead of sitting on your phone or your laptop or even your TV and, like, watching the trailer and going, oh, that's cool, but it's not being shown to you in a cinematic format that it's intended for. And, you know, so it doesn't come through with, you know, what it's, like, meant to do in a trailer in a theater. You know what I mean?
Especially a theater that, you know, like the Marcus Theater, where it has those nice reclining chairs and, the nice big, you know, crisp screen showing you an amazing, rad comic book trailer that has all the comic book things you want in it. Like, of course it's going to be more exciting that way.
I think at this point, unless you're going to, like, a historic theater or someplace, like, newer, I don't think you're ever going to find a movie theater that doesn't have reclining chairs at this point.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of course, small independent theaters, but any of the chains are going to have them.
And, like, the ones that don't, like, a lot of them, like, I think, was it the Rosebud, might not have reclining chairs, but they have, like, fucking comfy chairs and, like, love seats and shit. So it's, like, even they don't have standard seating.
Right. And I know the Oriental just redid their seating. Oh. And I haven't been there since that, but I don't know if they have. I highly doubt they put reclining. What's that?
I haven't been to the Oriental in like 25 years, bro.
Oh, well.
Something like that.
I like to go there a lot. It's a beautiful movie theater. It's usually where you can see, the only place you can see some of the independent movies that come out. So.
Right, that's what I did. I went and seen an independent movie with a friend.
Yeah. So. What's some of the other trailers? That Avatar, the trailer for that Avatar movie.
Oh, God. Dude. Dude, who cares about Avatar?
A lot of people actually do. My problem with Avatar, though, is that, dude, it's been how many years since the last one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not Star Wars, dude. It's not.
Yeah.
So it's not like I can sit there and wait, like, fucking, you know, 5, 6, 12, whatever, however fucking many years it was. I could look it up, but I'm lazy, and nobody wants to hear my keyboard.
It's got to be about 10, 15 years.
You're going to hear my fucking keyboard. So.
I was going to say...
Christine, you have a non-keyboard device.
I do.
Device.
Well, hold on. I'll use my on-screen keyboard.
I was going to say, the one trailer that you and I really wanted to see is that new Jurassic Park movie that's coming out.
Well, hold on. We're still talking about the Avatar movie, though.
It's funny, though, because Travis gives, like, zero fucks about... dinosaurs.
Okay, yeah, let's just talk about that new. I do give zero fucks about dinosaurs. I really don't care for them, you know, like, I just feel nothing about dinosaurs either way. I when I was a child, I wasn't like a huge fan of dinosaurs. The original Avatar was 2009, so it's been 13 years since the original.
Something something water for,
like,
2022.
I'm sorry, man.
Way of water.
Yeah, 13 years, like, I'm sorry, dude, you're not Star Wars, you're not Star Trek, you're not Friday the 13th movie, or...
kids have not been sitting in their bedroom for the last 13 years with their Avatar action figures dreaming up new storylines about fucking what Jake's been up to lately, Jake Sully.
Blue cat people, hooray!
Are they still going after the unobtainium? Like, what happens, you know?
Of course they are, yeah.
Like, I don't even, like, it's been so long, and I've seen that movie like 3 times, I don't even fucking remember it. And I've got a fucking excellent memory.
It's, yeah, it's totally fine, it's just, I don't know that people want to dig into that world that much for, like, as many more movies as that dude's making. I don't know, but, like, at the same time, you can't doubt James Cameron, because all James Cameron does is make the most popular movies of all time. Right. So, like, you could talk shit. I don't like Titanic. I don't like, you know, Avatar. Right. But, like,
and I'm not going to sit here and, like, say that the dude's making fucking bullshit for a movie. No, dude fucking makes awesome fucking movies. The problem is that, again, you're not Star Wars. You're, I mean, it's, yeah. Unless you're, like, one of those fucking nutballs like I am about Terminator movies, like, yeah. You're not going to really give a fuck if it's been 13, you know, it's been 13 years. Your give a fuck went away like 2 years after the movie was done.
Well, the thing,
like,
about...
you saw that movie and you're like, oh, he's going to make fucking three of them or five of them, however many he fucking planned on making, you know? And this is like, great, that's cool, but, man.
I was going to say, the thing about James Cameron, he's all about vision. Everything looks good, but then the story is... kind of lacking. Didn't
kinda
he do
basic, kind of basic and stolen from something?
Yeah,
else?
Didn't he do Alita: Battle Angel, where, like, it kind of looked good, but the story was garbage?
No, I believe that was Robert Rodriguez, wasn't it?
I don't know. I thought he had his hands in it.
He might have been a producer.
Let
or
me.
But
I could have swore
sure
he was
Robert
on there.
Rodriguez directed that movie.
I mean, I'm just bad at remembering things because I'm trying to care about Avatar and I don't.
You're not trying to care very much.
No, I am not.
but
you're right,
Robert Rodriguez. Yeah,
I don't know, I felt like James Cameron had his hand somewhere in there.
Ambivalent to that movie.
It's fine. Like, I actually think that movie is Alita: Battle Angel, I'm speaking about, is better than people give it credit for, but it's not good. It's not, like, great. Like, that whole stupid scene with them playing that, like, roller hockey stuff.
Oh, that was so lame.
Really dumb. Really
they
long.
They spent, like, 10, 15 minutes just on that.
Oh, God, that was so incredibly
like,
boring.
Look at this space game we're playing. Yay!
Yeah, but I didn't have a problem with the way she, like, looked with their eyes and stuff. People were, like, tripping out about that, and it's like, ah, whatever, man.
Eh.
I don't know. But let's talk about that Jurassic Park trailer.
Yes.
Because, look, I have a very definite... I do not care about dinosaurs. I do not care about the Jurassic Park franchise. Like, I have seen most of them up until, like, the last two. I don't think I've seen any of the Chris Pratt ones, except when you're, like, you know, like, going past, like, FX on, like, the TV
it's
or something.
Always
you're
on,
like,
FX.
You're like, oh, a Jurassic Park movie with Chris Pratt. That's very FX. But the trailer for this one,
oh my God.
Dude, it made me audibly laugh like 4 or 5 times. And I think it's totally intentional. It looks funny as hell. It looks very funny.
What did you call it? What was your version of it?
Dino Taken.
Yes, dude. There is so many like
the dinosaur gets taken, gets tooken. And, then, you know, is like, you know, man, got to call in like Liam Neeson. To go rescue the dinosaur.
Oh, dude, Liam Neeson would get some shit done in a Jurassic Park movie. But yeah, there's parts where there's, like, raptors where there should be motorcycles trying to do motorcycle jumps after a motorcycle. And, like, slow-mos where, like, you hear the doo, doo, doo. I'm like, wait, you guys are made a promise to a dinosaur is, like, one of the lines in there. And it's like, yeah, this has to be a spoof. It has to be.
And you got, like... A lot of the original cast coming back from the first movie, you know.
Sam Neill,
Jeff Goldblum. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all there.
Laura Dern,
of course. Yeah, they're all there. And it just looks like they're taking this movie just, like, very humorously and with a bit of, you know, it's got a bit of whimsy to it. And I like that because these movies are ridiculous at this point. There's fucking raptors running around
in
like
in
downtown wherever like downtown wherever and they're like
right.
they're actually like you can see like there's a motorcycle model there
yes.
And they just put a in CGI yes. post-production they just put a fucking dinosaur model
it's
over
the
it
best.
And I'm like that dinosaur is doing fucking motorcycle stuff.
When Chris Pratt and that lady I don't know who it is because it's a really
Bryce
short
Dallas
scene.
Howard?
No, I know who that is. Okay. No, that African American lady. When they both whip out fucking knives on a fucking dinosaur. who has bigger talons than those fucking knives are.
I'm a fucking dinosaur. Fuck you. I'm just gonna eat you.
Dude. I want to actually go to the theater and see that movie. That trailer convinced me to go see that movie.
If you kind of got to go see the Chris Pratt dinosaur movie, though, dude. You gotta
but
suck
those
it
other
up.
Ones look so boring.
They do. I don't. I don't know the order of.
I don't
either.
Care about the storyline. I just want to see dinos doing dumb shit. I want to see hopping and jumping and running dinos and like, give me back my son and like stuff like that, like.
Oh, God, one got clotheslined, and they did a slow-mo on it. So it's getting flipped over.
Christine
it's
laughed fucking so loud in the theaters when that happened. Like, I looked over at, I've already seen the trailer, same time I saw the fucking...
Thor Love
so,
and Thunder. Yeah.
I didn't see that, and it's
funny,
just beautiful.
Man.
So beautiful.
It was a very funny trailer, man. Like, and I think that it's totally intentional. I think they're taking it with a bit of humor. And I think the folly of the last couple movies was maybe that they took it a little too serious. And this movie looks silly
Dude,
as fuck.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to go to the theater and everyone's going to be dressed to the nines with their monocles and their top hats. Like, by Jove, are you laughing at this beautiful masterpiece of artwork?
No way.
We will
no
get
way.
Shamed.
That movie is meant to be ridiculous. Finally. Finally. It's finally like some director like finally gets it. I don't even know who's doing this one, who's directing this one. But maybe this director finally gets it, that it's so ridiculous to have fucking these dinosaur movies still going after all these years. It's so stupid.
Just Chris Pratt saying, I'm going to get your son back or whatever. Like,
dude, why haven't
do a
we
dinosaur?
Gotten rid of these dinosaurs yet?
Oh, man.
Because like they said in the first one, life always finds a way, Travis.
No, stupid people find a way. Stupid people find a way to keep the dinosaur thing going. It was clearly a great folly to build a dinosaur
fucking,
park, okay?
Fucking BD Wong, and he's sitting there like, he's got longish hair, and he said something fucking kind of repentant and remorseful about the dinosaurs, about shouldn't have fucked with it. Asshole, you've done this 3 times now.
So many times.
There are times of charm.
Dude, just stop with the dinosaurs,
all
right?
You're making it worse.
Let's get rid of the dinosaurs. You know,
like... asshole, you're the one who spliced the frog DNA into them to complete their genome. You're the reason these assholes are around. Like, okay, now you realize it was a fucking bad idea.
Like, you didn't work out that hypothesis or a possible odd that this could be really wrong. It was all, like, flowers and smiley faces on these dinosaurs.
I mean, I've seen the first movie quite a few times, and at the end, I thought we were of the opinion that, man, we really fucked up with this whole dinosaur
like,
park thing. This wasn't really that great of an idea.
We're just going to abandon ship and forget this island even exists.
And now they're being taken care of as pets. They're pets or something. Old Blue the dinosaur.
is
your pet dino. A first generation, basically, our first or like second generation dinosaur somehow is tamed.
Who's like a third or a fourth?
Yeah, something like that. But I mean, you're talking about, you know, like in terms of, well, they cloned them. And, you know, so, like, maybe it's, like, a third or a fourth generation, and all of a sudden, this has gone from one of the most ferocious animals on the planet to, like, kind of tame, and, like, you're, like, asking you for help because somebody took its son? What? What?
It's dinosaur taken.
Are you talking to that dinosaur right now? What is happening? You named it Blue? What are we doing here?
Dude, Chris Pratt does a lot of those hand sorcery moves, like a lot with the dinosaurs. Everywhere
like
he goes,
a lion
just
trainer.
Like, dinosaur trainer.
Because, you know, training lions, you know, and like the ones trained at like the fucking circus, you know, have usually had generations of, you know, their parents in servitude. So like they were a little easier to tame. And I know a lot of cruel things were done to them, but I mean, that's what you have to do to wild animals to get them fucking tame.
But you're
you know,
never
to keep
do
them
that
for
to a
pets.
Dinosaur.
Are we keeping raptors for pets?
Dude.
And this movie realizes how silly that is, I think.
Yeah, like,
otherwise, hold on, it was.
On the note of Chris Pratt and the whole hand thing, like, yeah he did. Did he not pay attention a few years ago? What happened with Siegfried and Roy? I mean, just saying.
Well, this These movies do not recognize the folly of human beings at all.
No.
They're just like, yeah, it's bad. It's a bad idea to create dinosaurs. But you know what? We think they should have rights, too.
Yeah, no, no, no. Like, I barely trust my cat sleeping next to my face. I sure as hell don't trust a velociraptor who is possibly tamed to not eat my face in the middle of the night or at any point in time during the day because it's a dinosaur.
And I'm not going to make promises to the dinosaur that I'm going to go find its son.
But you promised, Travis.
Oh, what's the worst that could happen? Cuddle up next to the next
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. You know what? I forgot to mention. We're also going to be talking about the finale of Moon Knight tonight.
You didn't forget.
For like 5 minutes. So stay tuned for that.
Hey. Even if in the past few episodes we had talked about it and all that stuff... This would still be the episode with the final episode, and unfortunately for Moon Knight, Doctor Strange came out.
Doctor Strange came out, and...
Not that it really was is Doctor Strange's fault with Moon Knight.
No. Doctor Strange is so much better.
So good.
So much better.
I mean, and we aren't even just talking in terms of, like, comic book value here. Like, just production value of, like, live-action shit you're seeing on screen.
Yep. It's better quality, but... You know, whatever. You win some, you lose some. Marvel can't do everything right. They get it wrong, actually, quite frequently. I know I'm a huge Marvel fanboy.
No, but dude, like...
But
like,
I can admit when something sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's just like when, you know, we don't like something in Star Wars. Power Rangers.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, we'll call a spade. It's not like that, man.
And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But first, anybody got anything else for the intro?
Yeah. Yeah, I got new glasses.
You got new glasses?
Ooh. Yeah, I got reading spectacles now.
Should we put your smiling face on the logo for this episode with your new glasses?
No.
Oh, okay.
Aww. Well, I mean, we did see a band last night with Trisha.
Oh, we did see It Is Dead. If you go back 3 episodes ago, we interviewed the entire band It Is Dead, and we went to go see them last night at Last Rites Milwaukee.
It's a fantastic show.
It's a great venue. Check out Last Rites. We like it there. Oh, excuse me. They have 3 Elvira pinball machines.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And a Playboy pinball machine. And I was having fun playing those last night.
Elvira.
Christine and Trisha had a bet going that whoever lost at pinball between them had to finish watching Moon Knight. And Trisha did actually lose. And I don't think she finished watching it. So let's just clear the air here that she is a bet welcher. Okay. She's a bet welcher, and that's all I'm saying. It was agreed upon. It was agreed upon that
Did
if
they
you
shake
lost,
hands?
No.
No.
No, they didn't.
It's still in a verbal agreement, man.
It's a verbal agreement, and so not only is she late, Trisha, but she is also welchy, Trisha. So you've been called out,
man.
Trisha.
That's disheartening. It really is.
Yep. But we did
you
see.
Know, I thought there was some constancy here on the Radio Free Galaxy podcast. Like,
I thought we had honor here. Adam.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's one of those constants, man. Right. Honesty, honor, the ability and desire to make fun of our co-hosts at any given moment, and
you don't expect one of your good friends to be a bet welcher, you know?
Right? Like honor, and then you know. Zack Snyder can eat a dick. I mean, that's kind of like the staples we're on here.
Yeah, Zack Snyder can eat the biggest, fattest, nastiest
dick. Actually, ain't even Zack Snyder specifically. Like, dude, you come at us with a movie that's too fucking long. Don't Snyder us.
Don't Snyder us.
Don't Snyder us.
Get your Snyder off my face.
Ew. Right.
What are you doing? Get that Snyder off my face.
Hey, you got a little Snyder
Sticky.
On your face.
You know, it's like when you're playing Sheepshead, man, and like, you're the picker, dude. You want your opponents to be no Schneider. No Schnitz. Do you got Schneider? No.
No.
I don't want you to have Schneider. Nobody wants Schneider.
Get it off me. Get it off me.
Ew.
Yeah, right?
All right. Anyway, yes, but we did see It Is Dead. They rocked the joint. Really cool dudes. Check out It Is Dead on the internets at Bandcamp and everywhere. They're coming out with an album later on this year. We can't wait to hear it.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
They're cool dudes. So let's take a break. Adam's going to send us a picture of his new glasses, and we will laugh hilariously when we come back from the break about how silly he looks. And,
that's awesome, man. Now I own a pair of Ray-Bans and Oakleys. Unfortunately, they're both reading glasses.
All right. Wow. Mine are Ray-Bans, too, my glasses.
Mm-hmm. They are. They have a little fancy... think John said.
Just in case you forget.
Just in case.
All right, we'll take a break. We will be back with our Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness review right after this.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
This episode of Radio Free Galaxy is brought to you by KFC Mashed Potato Body Wash. It doesn't clean for shit, but boy does it taste good.
I forgot my line.
Alright, we're back on Radio Free Galaxy and we're going to get into our Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness spoiler review. Let's get into non-spoilers again real quick. We said before that we all liked it a lot. It's nice, crisp 2 hours and around 6 minutes runtime. There is a mid-credit scene and a post-credit scene that you should stay for. The mid-credit scene is more plot, and the end one is just fun. It's just fun and funny. Yep. And let me close the window because there's yet another fucking plane going
so
over.
So many planes.
Sunday night seems to be like the busiest night for fucking planes flying over this fucking house, and yeah, it makes sense. People are trying to get back in town before Monday, but
right.
What like, the fuck?
Like, this is like something Travis and I have dealt with like our entire lives.
Living near the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, you usually don't hear them unless you are trying to keep a quiet environment around you, in which case you hear them fucking all
plus,
the time.
It's plus, really Travis cool. and I both like live within like a block of railroad tracks,
yes.
So like between like the 3 a.m. train blaring its horn, which I thought was like there's laws against that, but apparently not, and airplanes like. It's,
and then the forge, and then the forge down the street that you can hear banging away all hours
right.
of the day.
Dink.
Yeah.
Right.
Dink. Dink.
And then that usually like upsets the coyotes, and they'll start bro-ing out. So like, yep, yep.
Anyway, Doctor Strange. We liked it a lot. Go see it now. For spoilers, if you don't want to hear spoilers, get
well. Real quick, non-spoilers. Like, what? If you watched WandaVision.
Yes.
This is a very logical conclusion to that, as well as the end of the Infinity War.
Yes. So. You definitely need to watch WandaVision before this for it to make
like,
the most sense and have the most impact.
And, like, so don't feel obligated for Winter Soldier and the Falcon or anything like that if you haven't seen it, because it's not relevant to it, but you're probably going to want to watch those anyway. Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this. It's a very fun movie. It's a very fun movie. Dig it a lot. So let's get into spoilers for the movie. Where do you guys want to start?
Man, there's so many good parts.
There's so much that we could get to. So let's talk about the plot, first of all. So
the movie hits the ground running. Like that's
yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. It just starts. It just fucking starts. You're in the middle of some action. You find out that it's a dream. You think it's a bad dream that he's having, but then you find out that the multiverse has kind of been like fractured, and dreams apparently are real life in other universes. And
yeah, you're catching glimpses of other yous in the multiverse.
Right, and so you have Doctor Strange at Christine's wedding. She's getting married to some other dude. And all of a sudden, there's a big commotion outside. And there's a big octopus monster in the street.
As there should be.
Chasing this young girl. We end up finding that this girl is America Chavez, who is a character from the comic books. She's been introduced in like the last like 10 years or so. And she has the ability to rip open holes, among other abilities that she has, but basically rip open holes and jump between multiverses.
Right, and she's a singularity entity in the multiverse, meaning there's only one of her.
Right, yeah. She's searched for other versions of herself and hasn't found one. She's the only one.
Yeah, because she doesn't dream when she sleeps.
Yeah, so... what do we think about America Chavez, you guys? She's pretty cool. I thought she was like
never seen her in anything else. She did a great job.
Yeah, the actress was cool. I liked the character and the way it was introduced. I liked how the relationship between her and Benedict Cumberbatch like developed as the movie went on, and later on he ends up like helping her like find her own power when she thinks that he's just gonna take it from her. I mean, that has like overtones for like, you know, women's individuality,
self-empowerment.
And self-empowerment, and you know, all kinds of stuff like that. But it wasn't done like super heavy-handed, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I actually like the fact that they're bringing in some younger people into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, just because like it worked so well in Hawkeye that it's nice to see someone that isn't like, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch's age, which he's a fabulous Doctor Strange, but it's nice to have like just a mix of it, kind of like what they were trying to do with the X-Men.
Yeah, Young Avengers.
Yeah.
We got a lot of Young Avengers, and at the end of the movie, we see her training at Kamertage, so she's, you know, trying to learn to be, you know, focus her powers and, like, figure it out, and that's pretty cool.
Why is this harder than opening a portal through the multiverse?
She's like, I made sparks with my fingers. He's like, Doctor's like, great, nice. That's nice.
That's nice.
You know, so... Early on in the movies, she's wary of Strange because the one from the multiverse that she just escaped from, like, went to go kill her.
Yeah.
So she doesn't trust Doctor Strange, which is actually kind of funny because the real issue is she shouldn't be trusting the Sorcerer Supreme.
True.
Because it wasn't Doctor Strange who was like, kill her! It was Wong.
Right. Yeah.
Is that Wong of me?
Maybe it was. Very Wong. Yeah, so yeah, she is scared of Doctor Strange because in her last experience with him, he made that ultimate decision to take her power so that the enemy that they were being pursued by wasn't able to get it, because that would be, he thought that would be the lesser of two evils. You know, he had to make, that's the very much the choice the Sorcerer Supreme often has to make in the Doctor Strange comic books. Doctor Strange often ends up looking like an asshole a lot of times in the comic books. That's why this movie is so Doctor Strange. It finally feels like he's really coming into his like form that he was in the comics, where like, yeah, he's a good guy and everything like that, but he's often seen as a villain to a lot of other heroes in the comics because he is the Sorcerer Supreme usually. And he has to make really shitty decisions a lot of times, you know, and so a lot of people don't trust him. But ultimately, he tries to do what he thinks is best for the overall survival of the world that he has to protect from all these magical fucking entities that keep running around and shit. So, yeah, it felt very Doctor Strange in that. But this Doctor Strange in the 616 universe is allowed to... make his own choices, and he realizes that, and he does. Now, later on in the movie, when he, like, uses the Darkhold, you're like, shit, that's gonna corrupt this Doctor Strange, you know, but, like, he does have the wherewithal, and especially with the help of his friends and compatriots, is able to... He has to experience the darkness, but he doesn't get overwhelmed and sucked into it like Wanda does. Wanda gets totally sucked into the Darkhold. And it was very much, you know, it was very easy for the Scarlet Witch to come out at that point. She's very fractured in this movie. She's the ultimate villain in this movie, which I knew she was in this movie, but, and I knew she was villainous for part of this movie, but I didn't know she was like the ultimate villain.
Yeah, they did a really good job of protecting that plot point.
Yeah, they did, and it's, she's menacing.
I was going to say
Elizabeth Olsen is menacing in this movie.
Yeah, you can either... It's like, you know, you can either do it, I can either come as Wanda, or I can come as the Scarlet Witch. Like, choice is yours. Like, okay.
And it felt so much from the comic books about how the Scarlet Witch really is. You know, even when she's on your side, you've seen the darkness in her at different times through the history of comic books, and you're like, man, I just don't trust her. I just can't trust her, because I know at any point, she could just be, you know, it's like the whole Dark Phoenix problem, you know? And it just felt very much like the Scarlet Witch from the comic books, and I love that a lot.
I was going
to
say...
Isn't in the comic books, there's like, and this is probably what Christina's about to say, like, one of the comics where, like, somebody mentions that it wasn't, like, you know, like, they're there basically to make sure that her ass doesn't freak out and fucking kill everybody.
Yes. Yes, that happens a lot in the comic books. Christine, what were you going to say?
Well, no, I was going to say there was a lot of horror elements to this movie. Like, and I mean, there was actually parts where, yeah, she is terrifying, especially, like, you know, walking with, like, you know, bloody feet from glass and, like, just pursuing you. Like, she's going to get you.
So yeah, let's talk about the Sam Raimi-ness of this movie. So Sam Raimi did direct this movie. Fucking did a great job. It's very much an MCU movie, and it is also clearly... In the aspect of him being an auteur, it's very much a Sam Raimi movie. Like, there's aspects of this movie where the ghosts, those souls of the damned, that he and Doctor Strange experienced when he was trying to come back to life or invade the body of the dead, it was so Sam Raimi to
Fuck
me,
yeah.
Right? The way they were, like, screeching and flying around him, I'm like, I've seen this in so many Sam Raimi movies before, but, like, this is a fresh take on it, and this is so
right.
cool.
And it isn't, like, a tired Sam Raimi trope.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like, okay, great. Like, I seen this, and I didn't immediately turn it around and just go, Sam Raimi fucking directed this shit, didn't he?
Right.
Whereas, like, I can watch, like, an episode of, like, oh, I don't know, The Book of Fett, and, like, fucking Robert Rodriguez. Without even knowing that fucking seeing the IMDb page, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you go in seeing a Sam Raimi movie, you know you're at least going to have some fun with it. It might be a little cheesy or silly in parts, but you know you're going to have a good time because he understands what comic books are.
And he understands movies.
Yes.
And he understands the
movie-going
experience.
He has a great sense of timing on
yes.
when something needs to be in place.
Yeah.
And if there's any doubt that it's a Sam Raimi movie, Bruce Campbell's in it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, when I saw him, I'm like, yes!
Pizza Papa?
Yeah.
Or, is that,
yeah,
it was
Pizza Papa.
Pizza Papa, very funny, and the end scene was, at the end of the credits, was really good, throwing it back to him. Really super funny. I loved it a lot.
I love seeing Bruce Campbell and things. Like,
he's great.
He's great.
Little cameo appearances, you're like waiting for it, you know, like Alfred Hitchcock or something, like searching around for it, like, or the Stan Lee moment or something. Can Bruce Campbell be just like the new Stan Lee of the MCU?
I'm Bruce Campbell. Look at me.
Like, why not?
Awesome. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
You'll find out, like, sooner or later that he's a watcher or something.
Oh, dude, that'd be rad. No, this movie was just rad.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Who else?
Oh, my God. Like, some of the best parts, man, was just, like, especially with just how fucking evil and out of control Wanda was. Like, dude, when she handled the fucking Illuminati.
Dude.
Oh, dude.
Okay, so
dude.
Let's get to the Illuminati. Let's get to the Illuminati. So, you know, there were all these hints of the Illuminati in the trailers. I did see the trailers for this movie, of course, before I went, but... there were hints of the Illuminati. We had heard Charles Xavier's voice and everything, so we knew he was coming. Adam went to the bathroom. You went to refill your drink or whatever at one point. And they were just about to introduce the Illuminati. And I'm like, Adam, get back here!
You're using your mind powers to get him back
yeah.
in there.
Like,
now.
When Christine got up and walked away for a second, like, I should have taken that as, like... And I'm like, Dad, when she got back, I'm like, I just fucking missed a moment where I didn't miss anything. I could have gotten up and got a refill.
Yeah, it's all about that timing.
So we got the Illuminati in this other universe that they get thrown into. And the Illuminati are right from the comic books. There have been different memberships of the Illuminati over the course of the history of Marvel Comics. But generally speaking, it's like an overarching superhero team where, like, of like the best, like the leaders of the assorted superhero teams together, like the Fantastic Four and leader of the Avengers and leader of the X-Men, like all
essentially
like,
there's somebody who's like, who's a hero, but uses magic. Somebody who's a hero that's more or less normal. Somebody who's a hero, who's a mutant,
a genius.
Some form of genius, and then somebody who has cosmic powers.
Right, right.
Like, the source of their, like, of their coolness is usually different. Like, there's a variety that way.
So, the casting in this, though, a lot of it is, you know, people that have already been used in the MCU. But we got Haley Atwell as Captain Carter. Wonderful.
Fuck yeah.
Love it. Lashana Lynch as Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. Love her.
Logical fucking choice.
Totally logical choice. She was great. Anson Mount as Black Bolt.
Yeah.
So good.
But the best is to come.
Well, of course we got Patrick Stewart back as, and just seeing Patrick Stewart back as Professor X.
Yes.
It's so satisfying. There's rarely ever been a casting in anything ever that's ever been cast that's more perfect than Patrick Stewart as Professor X. Mm-hmm. And just having at least one more fucking movie with him back, even if it's an alternate universe, is so wonderful. So I don't know. I just, when he was introduced, it was great. But John Krasinski as Reed fucking, Richards.
Oh my God.
Travis was squeeing so hard when he saw Reed Richards on the screen with the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That actually makes me want to see a fucking Fantastic Four fucking reboot again. So let's try it again, even though it's failed a few times. Like, because, dude, I am so on board.
Look, man. To me,
you can even cast his wife as fucking the Invisible Woman.
Oh, for sure, 100%.
I would take Emily Blunt as fucking
100%. 100%. I would love that, and they already have the built-in chemistry. I mean, I would just love it. Look, Marvel will never be complete until you have the Fantastic Four. It will never be complete.
Hold on. Chris Evans can fucking beat Johnny Storm again because Cap's gone.
Yeah, right. He beat Johnny Storm again. But his casting is just so much. And like I was saying, Marvel will never be 100% Marvel until we have a fully formed Fantastic Four in it, because they are the heart and soul of the Marvel Universe. They are Marvel's first family, whether you like them or not. They're in everything. They're in the X-Men comics. They're in their own comics. They're in the Avengers. Reed Richards and the Fantastic Four are in every storyline.
Dude, they're a fucking institution, man.
Right, and so to have the Marvel Universe this far without any, like, real Fantastic Four representation has always been a little off, because it's like, where is Reed? Reed is in everything that happens in the Marvel Universe, dude. Everything.
Didn't Doctor Strange say some, like, backhanded comment? It's like, didn't you guys get lost in, like, outer space in the 60s or something? Like, didn't he say something weird like that? It was really, really low-key when he said it.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are a real throwback to the 60s or something like that. Or, yeah, it was... It's so unclear if, like, they're going to stick with that casting. Marvel does have a habit of doing it. When they nail it, they will carry it over, as we've seen with, like, Charlie Cox. Like, they'll carry it over, you know, and be like, well, perfect is perfect. You know, J.K. Simmons, you know, they were like, perfect is perfect.
Yeah.
Of course he's still going to be.
Ryan Reynolds. If,
yeah.
Fucking. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and, you know, they didn't even, like... I mean, because it's still a Marvel property. Fucking Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The Illuminati scene. And then, like you were saying, Adam, when Wanda trashes, just decimates them. And, I mean, you're talking about the, like, Illuminati here. They're not punks.
She didn't roll them.
Yeah.
But she handled them.
She handled them. And the way that she handled Anson Mount, Black Bolt.
Dude, that was fucking insane.
That was just like, you're done.
Dude, the way the back of his head caved in was very much a horror fucking movie scene.
Like I said, there's cool. Tons of horror movie elements in here. I mean, if you put, like, some spooky music to some of the scenes she was in, it's like, oh, fuck.
Speaking of music, that music battle scene between Doctor Strange...
That was awesome.
We went to the wrong showing to experience that, dude. We should have went to the super or whatever the fuck that has, like, the better sound.
It was cool enough, and I liked that about this movie, that it took chances to make interpretive, like, battles and fight scenes, and maybe, like, ultimately the end of this movie gets solved without actually a fight scene. I mean, Wanda does kick ass at the end, but ultimately they defeat her by like showing her what really would happen. And I think that's so creative to like defeating her is to like go deeper into her psyche.
But that's an old school comic book thing to do where right. the villain sees the folly of their ways and either imprisons themselves, destroy themselves, or they just banish themselves instead of just everything, you know, dying because, you know, hey, the hero right. has to win at the end of the day.
That's usually how they end up dealing with Thanos in a lot of the Infinity stuff in the comic books is they like basically trick him and rely on his ego to be his folly, you know, and... Because they know they just can't beat him at some point. The power is just too great. And they know they can't beat the Scarlet Witch on any type of level. No. So they have to do right. something
when
else.
When she takes out Black Bolt, that just patently shows like the source of the Scarlet Witch's power. Dude, she bends fucking reality. She made that dude not have a fucking mouth.
Right. And it's real, and it's real. It's a real creation because he blasts the back of his skull out.
Dude, like another one of my favorite like kill scenes that she had, or at least the one that incited fear, is when she was going at the temple to go get America Chavez, and like she was staring into like the eyes of everyone's minds and see if she can like freak them out, and like you could see her getting into someone's psyche and then just whispering the word "run" into their ear. I'm God. Like. And, like, you know, seeing them start to flee in panic, I'm like, dude, that is such an old school, like, RPG casting thing that you would do. Like, you know, it's like, oh, I'm really powerful, but how do I get past this barrier? I'm going to start suggesting stuff. Like, dude, yeah. that is dope. That, like, dude, they made the Scarlet Witch a badass
Scarlet
villain.
Scarlet Witch. They made her the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, and
They fully formed her powers, finally, in this movie. They've been building up to it. You know, in when we first were introduced to her in the MCU, it's very unclear what her set of powers were, and I think it was because she was young and raw, and she didn't really know. And she's coming into her own, and she's fully formed into the Scarlet Witch in the dark side of Scarlet Witch in this movie, and we really see the extent of her powers, how mm-hmm. she can.
Well, like initially she did the mind fucking thing, but she had to be in such close proximity,
right?
But
right.
like, yeah, after she's like came into it and like really is like gotten. A hold of it, like, yeah, okay, she fucking created a fucking, they're not, subluminated, whatever, the fucking, that whole town,
right,
like, and not all of it was real,
right, yeah,
it's like, here you go, have a nice day,
yeah, it was insane, a few other characters we haven't gotten to, we didn't get to, well, Benedict Wong is amazing as always, and he is the Sorcerer Supreme in the 616 in this one. Great as always, super good, funny. Chiwetel Ejiofor is Mordo. There's actually a lot less of him in this movie than I actually thought there would be. I thought he would be in this movie a lot more, and I was kind of disappointed that he was not, but Baron Mordo was good.
I'm beginning to see why the other one hates you so much.
Yeah. He okey-doked Doctor Strange there and got him good. And, those are the main characters. Rachel McAdams is great
fabulous.
As always. She's beautiful mm-hmm. and talented and wonderful. And she, you know, killed it in this one. And
the second they were in that other universe, and she's like, "Oh, I work for the Baxter fucking."
Oh yeah,
like, yeah, yeah.
Like, I was like, "Cool, fantastic!" I was like, "Fantastic Four."
Yeah, I know. And then seeing Krasinski's beautiful faces, I just squealed. I just squealed so much.
The Reed Silver on the sideburns, he looks like Reed Richards. He looks like Reed Richards, and he's got the same kind of like mannerisms.
Reed Richards. Yeah, I love him as Reed Richards. I love him as fucking Tom Clancy's character guy. Ryan.
Oh.
I mean. You know what's sad? I still have to watch The Office because I've never actually seen that, and he's in there, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a really fun movie, and then the mid-credit scene, we get finally introduced to Charlize Theron as Clea, and no Doctor Strange storyline would be complete without Clea, because I know they've been focusing on Dr. Christine Palmer in these movies, but that's not ultimately Dr. Strange's wife. Clea is Dr. Strange's wife. That's his ultimate like love of his life, and quite frequently one of his worst enemies in certain storylines. And she has also been the Sorcerer Supreme in many different points in the comic storylines. And Charlize Theron, like, take my fucking money.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about?
Can I add just one more thing about Benedict Cumberbatch? He is extremely handsome as Dr. Strange.
God,
it's like, I mean, you guys,
movie.
Yeah, you guys cannot disagree on that. He is like, he's handsome. Like, oh my God.
Spot on fucking quality fucking casting.
Oh.
He's like beautiful.
Yeah, I was going to say it earlier. I forgot, but I'm like, I cannot. Like, he is
like,
just
I see him in other
perfect.
Stuff, and it's like, he doesn't look as good without the fucking
beard.
The beard, the gray.
Yes.
He looks so swarthy.
Yes, dude. Like,
so
it's
swarthy.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. The cloak.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
cloak
it,
helps.
It's got to be, you know, chicks dig the cloak.
Chicks dig the cloak.
Dudes dig the cloak.
Yeah, anybody digs the cloak.
Yeah.
So, really fun movie, funny, action-packed. The zombie Doctor Strange, we got like Marvel zombies in live action movie. I'm like, Marvel fucking zombies.
This
yeah.
is not how I thought it was gonna go. I thought it was gonna be one that he was gonna have to fight in the multiverse. I didn't realize he was gonna use
gonna
it as
a
meat puppet.
It
like
was perfect.
And it was perfect. I was like, this is something Doctor Strange would do. This is great. Like, this movie took some risks, but Sam Raimi knows how to make a fun, great movie that you can sit down for 2 hours and 6 minutes and be like, oh, I could have watched more.
I really love that America Chavez is like, rule number one of the multiverse. Like, find something to eat. Like,
right. Yeah.
I was like, that's the first thing to know. Find something to eat, and it makes sense because what's the first thing that after his first excursion through the multiverse, the 616 Doctor Strange happens? Huh? Surprised you haven't thrown up yet. There it is.
Yeah, like, great movie in a lot of different ways. I'm definitely going to be rewatching this movie. It's just fun. It's a movie you can have on the background. If you flip past it on TV, if it comes on, or you're going to like sit down and just watch it. It's a horror movie. It's an MCU movie. It's a superhero movie. It's so many different things. It deals with psychological issues and PTSD, and it deals with so many things. Finding your inner power. I mean, it's funny. It's never heavy-handed. It's not too long. It's directed well. It's acted well. The CGI, when they're flipping through multiverses and they go animated for a while, they were in a paint universe.
Were we paint?
Yeah, were we paint? Yeah, it's hard to eat in that universe.
Thank God we didn't have to stop there.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
How many universes have you been to? 74, including this one.
What?
That's a lot.
So, definitely see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I think you won't regret
it. And show up early for like the trailers, because, let's get back to that Thor trailer for a second here.
you want to talk about it?
I do, because when I first fucking... And I'm sorry, I'm going to spoil this bitch for you, because it's in the trailer, so I'm not really spoiling the movie.
Yeah.
When I first heard that there was a woman Thor, dude, I was fucking like, dude, no shit?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm like, and like, I don't really keep up on comic books. I don't have the money, and I just don't have the time. I wish I did, but I don't.
Right.
But it's true. But like, dude, a female Thor, and fuck yeah, dude. Thor fucking isn't Thor anymore, man. Like, he was done being Thor.
Well, we'll see what ultimately the plot is of that, but it's cool to at least see.
But it's fucking Lady Thor in there, and it's like, fuck yeah!
It looks like a good time.
And the title of it, then the title of that movie kind of makes sense, because that is the fucking, you know, that's the one that got away.
Yeah.
Thor Laments.
Yep. Absolutely. Can't wait to see
it. Of course, you got the Guardians of the Galaxy in there, because, you know.
Just everything.
Give me more.
They've actually really grown on me, like, because, I mean, the Guardians of the Galaxy back in the 80s wasn't them. It was Fantastro and...
Right.
Which I would love to see.
Well, I mean, we got a little bit of them as cameos in the other movies, but it wasn't the team.
But not Starjammers or anything.
No.
Wasn't that his dad? No, it wasn't.
No, that's Cyclops' dad.
Yeah.
I would love to see that too eventually. But...
Oh, Starjammers?
Yeah, I love Starjammers. Yeah.
But if we get the Fantastic Four, you know what that means, Trav.
And Power Pack,
Power
bro.
Pack.
Oh, dude, I hope they do that as like a fucking, you know, Disney Plus fucking series.
Oh,
and
my God.
Animate it, because I don't want to see it live action.
It should be animated, right?
Yeah. Like... I think that would be great for little kids to see.
But then again, go ahead.
And like, it being animated, like, you don't have to worry about, like, you can do a large amount of it, you know? You can't just, you're not stuck with these kids who are going to grow up and, like, get older and,
true.
You know,
true. That is a problem. But if you did do it live action, to do it like Stranger Things kind of style as like the Power Pack, and let's say a lot of the Power Pack like storylines would start off like, oh, okay, we're going away to camp. You know what I mean? So you make like a camp movie with the Power Pack, and they're going with Franklin Richards, and the Power Pack are going off to like sleepover camp for like the summer, and like there's snarks that they have to deal with.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm a huge fan of Power Pack, and you mentioned the camp thing. Well, they actually have one, but just across the river or the pond that they have is Dr. Doom making an evil lair, and they need to go stop them and then get back before the morning.
Right.
I would, dude, the Power Pack has so many fun and interesting things where it's like normal day, everyday stuff, like going to like sleepover or whatever, but then having Dr. Doom or the Thing come in, you know, just... It would be so great.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. And then always, like, Franklin and Sue Richards show up at the end to, like, pick up Franklin, and they're like, hey, nothing big happened last night, did it?
No.
And they're like, no, nothing happened, Dr. Richards.
Wink,
or
wink.
I like when, like, the Power Pack's family shows up, and they're, like, they're all super excited and, like, well, we didn't know you were heroes, and it's, like, too bad that the fucking they're getting their brains wiped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens often.
So often.
So that's our Doctor Strange review. We're going to talk about some more Marvel when we come back from the break, and we're going to finish up our talk on Moon Knight. Trust us, it won't take that long.
No.
It's fine.
No, it really won't.
It's fine.
Just pull the Band-Aid off.
We'll be back right after this.
This episode of Radio Free Galaxy is brought to you by Eddie Vedder's Cheddarwurst. Eddie Vedder's Cheddarwursts are the only brand of cheese-filled sausage that will keep you even flowing all day long. Find them in your local supermarket today. Eddie Vedder's Cheddarwursts. Mm-mm.
All right, back on the show for one more segment. Real quick, we're just going to sum up Moon Knight. We didn't talk about it the last few weeks because... honestly, there wasn't a lot to talk about, and there really isn't now. We're at the end. We've watched all six episodes. It was a dude arguing into various reflective surfaces for six episodes. There was a lot of mumbo-jumbo, matey-uppy stuff about Egyptian gods, and, I mean...
There was a cool CGI hippo lady.
Yeah, she was fun. It's not bad. I just didn't care about it that much, and there was way too much arguing back and forth with multiple personalities, and it ceased to become an effective storytelling device after a while because it was just too repetitive. It was too repetitive.
It really makes me like Falcon and the Winter Soldier a lot more.
I would put Falcon and the Winter Soldier over this. Out of all the Disney Plus series that have come out so far, I would say this is bottoms for me. I can't think of another one that I like less. I think Falcon and Winter Soldier had kind of been on the bottom. Not that I disliked it. I just thought it was kind of inconsequential and boring. You know, there just wasn't a lot to it. Very forgettable storyline and everything. The acting and everything was fine. And the relationship between the Falcon and Winter Soldier was fine. But it just was kind of boring. And I would definitely put it above this. This was incredibly, incredibly boring. I'm trying to watch the last two episodes today, and I'm just completely distracted because I couldn't care what's happening. I'm like, Oscar Isaac is arguing with himself again. I'm so over this.
Dude, it's like M. Night Shyamalan decided to make a Marvel series and is just constantly asking me what it means and is this real, or there's another... What the twist? Like, there's just, I didn't care. It was so boring. And I was starting to, like, question myself, like, was Moon Knight always this boring in the comic books? Because I don't remember that. I remember it being, like, hardcore and edgy and, you know, just being gritty. And this is the exact opposite. I have nothing against Oscar Isaacs. I think he's an amazing actor. But this story is, like, we had to watch the second part of the last episode again because we couldn't actually, we were so bored we didn't pay attention for half of it.
Yeah, I was thinking, what am I even going to say about this? Like, I just don't care. Like, okay, so now he's Jake Longley. Like, whatever. Who cares? Like, who cares? Like, Khonshu is cool and all these Egyptian gods, they look cool and everything's stylish, but there isn't a very compelling story. What do you want me to say? What do you want us to say about it? Like, it's incredibly boring. Adam, do you have anything to add about this?
I don't necessarily want my time back, but, like, I wouldn't watch it again.
I definitely wouldn't watch it again. Dude,
it took me... I had to watch episode 5. Oh. Something like 4 times I had to retry watching the last half of it.
Yeah. That one was especially boring.
Fuck asleep, man.
Dude, it was especially boring because he's dead the whole episode, and he's just, it's him, the two parts of himself, just walking around this fucking world of the dead.
Trauma boat.
And dealing with trauma. Like, great.
That's the most important part. Wonderful. Is, like, dealing with trauma, but, like.
It's so drawn out. It's so long. It's like, dude, I don't want to watch this much in my superhero movie stuff or TV show or whatever. It's too much. It's so boring. Like, you cease to have the impact of, like, the PTSD and everything that's going on. Cease to have impact because you're, like, interspersing it with these kind of superhero fights. And it's, like, then dealing with trauma and, like, oh, some new Egyptian Mediuppi stuff just got introduced. I say Mediuppi because some of it is real Egyptian stuff and some of it's just Mediuppi, you know? And, like, so it's just, like, I like Egyptian mythology, but some of this isn't, like, real to the real world. And, like, so I'm, I don't know. I'm just incredibly nonplussed by this series.
I was going to say episode 5 should have been episode 1 because at least you could have gotten some boring, oh, this is how you became Moon Knight type thing and all the psychological trauma you have. And then just kind of barely touch it through the rest of the series because
this whole thing really could have been 3 episodes.
It could have been 3 episodes, and like, now that it's over,
or
so
2 longer,
like,
episodes.
So like, what is the story of what just happened? So, like, Mark Spector and Steven aren't, you know, with Khonshu anymore, right? So now it's Jake Longley, and so what? So that was the whole run of Mark Spector as Moon Knight,
care.
So that was it. That's all we get. Now it's this, like, so it was all just, like, for nothing. I don't know. I don't know what that last episode was even trying to tell me. I don't know what that end credit scene was trying to tell me, and I just don't know if I even care.
Yeah. I know. I tried. And I mean, I love Egyptian mythology. Like, the idea of Moon Knight, you know, having, like, some mythological powers from, like, the ancient Egyptian gods sounds so dope. And then, like, it's just so boring. Yeah. Like, just so, so boring.
I'm
like,
sorry if you like it. You know, I know we're shitting on it a bunch.
You can like things that we don't
like. The acting was good.
Like.
You know, a lot of the visuals were very, very cool. It set a very cool atmosphere. And then just did nothing with it, in my opinion. Told a very boring, inconsequential story.
Yeah, it's kind of a waste of production value.
If you want to see mental health issues done right, just see Doctor Strange. See Doctor Strange and or see Logan or something. You know, like, how people deal with PTSD and stuff like that. Much better at telling the story. This just really dropped the ball. I know it's supposed to be all over the place and schizophrenic, but just didn't succeed in telling a good storyline.
No.
And
yeah, and it was all over the place and schizophrenic, and that's part of the problem. Like, it wasn't done well, like fucking Legion.
Right. Oh god.
Oh
yes.
Legion had some
Legion
incredible mind battles.
Amazing.
Like, there was times where I was watching Legion and I'm like, what? Huh?
But
and then it made sense. But like this, it's like, what? Yeah. Huh? I'm like, are we doing this just to do it?
Oh God, I could. Man, Legion was so good. Anyway, yeah, Moon Knight. Anybody else got anything to say?
Nope.
Then let's wrap this sucker up.
Hey.
This has been episode 101 of Radio Free Galaxy. We appreciate you listening. Please remember to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And also now, I noticed recently, if you're on the Spotify mobile app, you can leave a star rating for a podcast. So, Christine and Adam, if you did not know that, you can open your phone right now, and I highly encourage you to do it. Notice you can't do it on desktop, but on your phone, if you open your little Spotify app there and search for Radio Free Galaxy, go to our homepage, you can leave a star review and let us know what you think of us.
I already have it like bookmarked or whatever, I believe.
Okay, so here I am.
Well, you got to go to the main page, so Radio Free Galaxy.
New releases from artists and podcasts you follow.
All the way to the top here, we're searching. And
here's a rating.
No rating. 5 stars.
Wow, look Christine, how quick I did that. Look, Christine, I just did it as we were on the air in just few seconds.
Yeah.
Podcasts and shows. What's that there? Oh, it's my shit.
Most excellent. See, that's all it takes for any of you folks out there that listen to our podcast. So just leave us an amazing review so we can give you better and bigger quality episodes.
We can get on better guests if you leave us more reviews, and we can get found in search results more, and that will give us the ability to reach more countries and more people around the world.
Hell yeah.
And we'll try to get better.
on this.
What's that?
Weird. I'm like going through this. I'm like, why does this have like, oh, never mind. Yeah. Like it started me off in like some weird.
What, Spotify?
Yeah, it started me off on like the middle. I'm like,
yeah, it did that to me.
It does that when you go to like the radio. It'll start you off in the middle of the episodes, and you got to go all the way to the top. Up.
Yeah, and I'm like, what?
But at the top there, on the left side, there's a little rating thing, and you can do that thing there.
There it is, done.
Yeah. Done. Easy. Look how easy that was.
Wow. Man.
Even for these two,
Who thought that
stroking yourself could be so easy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat on my own back.
Yeah.
Right.
So leave us a review. We sure would appreciate it.
Your own status on Facebook.
Exactly. You know, I think it's equivalent to voting for yourself in an election. It's totally legal to vote for yourself in an election and say that you think you're going to be the best man for the job. We are just encouraging other people listen to us because we think we're pretty great and we would like more people to hear us. So, you know, we leave our own reviews of ourselves.
We like ourselves. I
got direct feedback from somebody who listened to our podcast on our podcast last week.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Kelly was a fan of you. She's like, oh,
I mean, I'm sure she's a fan of you guys too, but she said it to me. So like,
yeah, you got all the props, dude.
I got recognition, bitches.
And respect.
And she'll be at Christine's birthday next week, hopefully.
Yeah. Sweet. Hey, so is this going to be a sausage party?
It is not going to be a sausage party.
It's a total sausage party.
We
got to
do a sausage party again, because, you know.
Oh, I love a good sausage party. Yeah,
put sausages
in my
mouth.
It's been like 2 years. Oh, man, I saw Brenda's coming, too, man. It's so fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Matt and Allison are coming.
Yeah, we got
with the kids.
Yeah.
So
with the kids, cool.
Yep, that'll be a lot of fun.
So we're going to let them play with the jarts, right?
Yes, we are going to have jarts. We are going to have jarts for Christine's birthday out in the yard. So we are definitely letting the kids under adult supervision play with super dangerous darts. I will be sharpening them all week.
Get the stone grinder out and just.
Yeah. So.
So some shit to look forward to coming up, guys. If you liked any of our reviews of anything Star Wars related, you're about to get some more soon.
Ooh, yes.
That fucking Obi-Wan, though.
Obi-Wan series.
So, Travis, you know, before when you're like, when I couldn't remember, like, the last movie I saw, Mobius.
Yeah, right. I think Christine and I might have missed most of the trailers for that one.
We did.
You guys, like, showed up, like.
We showed up just before it started because we really didn't want to go.
Yeah. I forgot we saw that movie. I still have that stupid poster on my shelf. It's a liner now.
Yeah. So anyway, Yep. So that's been the episode for this week. Thank you all for listening. Please remember to leave us those reviews and follow us anywhere we are on social media. We're on all of them. Just look for Radio Free Galaxy. See you next week.
Bye.